Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
What's your concern level for your New York Knicks?
It's heightened. It's heightened significantly. I'm going to tell you that right now. If on a scale of 1 to 10, you ask, it's about an 8.
It's about an 8.
You can't lose game 6. You can't lose game 6 at Madison Square Garden. I'm going to tell you what I saw last night that really, really disturbed me. I'm not going to be one of those dudes, oh, you know what? It's the Knicks. Damn it, we'll find a way. You better find a way. But I'm not sure they're going to. But they better find a way tomorrow night. You don't want to go back to Boston.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stephen A., don't go back to Boston. You better win tonight. Some would call it a must win for New York. Keith, you famously said the winner of Game 6 does what?
Well, if it's the Celtics, wins the title. If it's the Knicks, they lose to the Pacers next round.
Okay, so that's but the winner of Game 6 wins the series.
Oh, winner of Game 6 wins the series. Okay. That I feel great about.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who's going to argue with that?
I'll tell you, we got these numbers yesterday from Jimmy Shapiro at Bet Online.
Right.
The winner of this series will be favored against Indiana because we're getting crap on the text line. Guys, you haven't been watching Indiana this postseason. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if they took down the Celtics, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I do think people are sleeping. They're fine. Fast asleep on the Pacers.
That's fine. I'm just telling you, the winner of this series will be favored against Indiana on the look ahead.
Well, it sounds like a buying opportunity then.
Knicks are minus 125, Celtics are minus 170. Buying opportunity? Sucker's bet.
Against the Knicks, a buying opportunity.
Oh,
against the Celtics, it would be, in fact, be a sucker's bet.
Plus 105, you're saying.
I think the Pacers would be terrified. If the Celtics rip off 3 straight wins, you'd be like, oh, crap.
I know they're different teams, but did the Knicks and Pacers go 7 last year, and the Knicks basically had no one standing by the end of that series? Brunson was hurt. I mean, they never had Julius Randle. I'm not even sure they had Josh Hart. I think they went 7 last year. And
they might have.
And the Pacers ended up eventually winning that series because the Knicks were so banged up.
It was a 7-game series.
I think the Knicks beat them, but whatever. What do I know?
Halliburton played in 7. Brunson played every game.
No, but he got hurt in that game 7.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. OG Anunoby only played in 3.
So there you go. Maybe it was Anunoby, not Hart. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. And Randall didn't play at all last postseason.
Right.
So, look, I'm picking the Celtics tonight. I've been picking the Celtics tonight. We've established if they win because the West doesn't look like world beaters. OKC might get knocked out, for God's sake.
It could be Timberwolves Nuggets in the conference finals. I think the Thunder win game 7, but who knows?
Me too. But I thought the Thunder were winning last night.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. So, look, it's a massive game. You said this earlier, Keith, and I felt this way too. Like yesterday, we were still talking through the game.
Yeah.
Today, there's genuine excitement for a game 6 tonight.
A lot of buzz.
There is.
Good juice.
And I think there's real anticipation. I would say the last time we anticipated a game like this, the Celtics ended up losing it. So maybe that's bad karma.
Yeah.
But the last time there was real anticipation level like this, where you truly didn't know what was going to happen, and it was a real coin toss of a game, and it could wildly swing the trajectory of the organization. Game 7 against Miami Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago. Celtics were down 3-0. They rallied back. Derek White got the buzzer beater in game 6 to force a game 7 back here at the Garden. Real, genuine excitement for that game, anticipation. It didn't go well.
Right.
It went away almost instantaneously when Tatum rolled his ankle in that game.
Yeah.
Though he played 42 minutes. I think this is the most anticipated game since then, which sounds weird because they won a title last year. But how many individual games were you like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Maybe game one of the finals against the Mavs.
Yeah, you're excited about the finals, but it's different than this.
You know, it's hard to rank a game one up with an elimination game.
Absolutely. And also just everything that's happened, right? Like, you lose your best player, you win that game 5 to force a game 6, and now you're like, can I do it again? And last year's finals run, because you don't want to like take anything away from any kind of championship, but it was similar to like the 2018 Red Sox. It was awesome. It was a great run, but it was never bottom of the ninth must win games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was never that. Like, they just rolled through. They either swept everybody or dropped a game like the Celtics last year. So as far as you're waiting around during the day for that game to take place, this is way up there. That's a good one. The Heat Celtics.
I mean, do you have another
one? The Bruins had a few, maybe.
Oh, you're talking in Boston. I was just talking Celtics. You're talking in Boston.
Celtics wise. Yeah, I mean, maybe go back to the finals against the Warriors, like ones like that. And I know this is only the second round, but I just think all the different things that have taken place and the fact that it's the New York Knicks, like that adds a little fun juice to it. Even though we make fun of them as a bad franchise, but it's been a fun series.
Boston, New York makes it fun.
And like, yeah, it's been a blast just to see if they can do it again. You know, they look great, especially in the second half. And now all the pressure's on the Knicks, like, for a series to go from one team being such overwhelming favorites, and that's the team we're rooting for, overwhelming favorites, they drop the first two, then in game four they lose their best player. Now the Knicks have become overwhelming favorites, and it's like, well, Celtics look pretty good game five.
Agreed. So, look, I think there's way more anticipation for game six than game five. I think the fan base was down for game five. I think they watched. I'm not saying they didn't watch, but I think people were kind of expecting the worst in that game.
Well, game five?
Yes.
So I kind of feel like
a lot of people were picking them in that game.
Yes.
But I don't think there was the same level of anticipation as there is for this.
No, there isn't.
Get ready. If they win this, it'll be way more for game seven,
no,
obviously.
There isn't. I think it was sort of like, all right, they're gonna, you know, show some pride, they're gonna come out, they're at home, and they're gonna win. But it's the way they won game five that has now kind of convinced me that they can win game six as we get closer to it. And it's maybe given everybody, I think the Celtics, a little bit of confidence. Maybe the Knicks, some second thoughts, a little bit of doubting there.
This is a good point, too. And you were just saying this, but it's because of how they won. Like, it's they won without Tatum. They won going away. The basketball was so much more entertaining and satisfactory because of how they won. I'm excited to see what they do tonight. So we'll take your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. How does tonight play out? What kind of chances are you giving the Celtics? How do they beat the Knicks on the road at MSG, because really all they've done is defend their home floor in a game the Knicks didn't really need in Game 5. So again, 617-779-7937. I think the interesting thing tonight, Keith, is does the atmosphere in the Garden, because that place, you were looking up tickets earlier. Curtis said court sides were like 15K.
Oh my! I think the nosebleeds are like 475.
I thought you said the get in was like 600.
Oh, when you were looking at it. I was looking at a different thing. So like 650 maybe to get in.
By the way, that place goes to, is 400 level in that place?
Yeah, I think it was.
Wow. But the get-in price is like $600.
Yikes.
Celebrities all over the place, including your guy, Chalamet.
He's a good actor.
So I wonder if that atmosphere works against the Knicks. They haven't come through in forever in a spot like this. In fact, historically, in the franchise's history, they've won two championships. That's it. They carry themselves like they've won 10. They've won two.
You know, Mike Breen's going to be pulling for him.
He's going to be pulling for him. They haven't won any since the 70s. You said this. When was the last time they were even in a conference final? 2000?
2000, a year ago, 25 years ago.
So, like, I wonder if that atmosphere, and I will predict, I do think that atmosphere works against New York tonight. And I think that's why you have to start on time. A quick start is always important, but I think there's a real chance you get up 10, 12 on the Knicks early. They play super tight, and it snowballs on them. Like, it, like, gets away from them and gets away from them quickly.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where I bet they, like, in their head, just human nature, you're playing the Celtics without Jason Tatum, you feel like just we have a better chance of winning. You're just, like, automatically feeling that way.
Yeah.
But then you also have the same thing where you're like, all right, well, we have a chance to beat them at home. Like, so if game five starts to get away, not the end of the world. But then if this one starts to get away, you're like, man, that's twice they're going to beat us without Tatum, and we have to go back to Boston. Like, that could be devastating for them. And I'm with you on the fan thing, right? Because as much as the home crowd can kind of help you, it can also be like, if you start to go away, like, you get, you know, Mike Breen will be like,
Keith,
you can hear a pin drop in here.
We
like
saw
one of those.
With the Celtics in this series in game two, after they shot 63s in game one, the crowd was groaning every time they took a three.
No.
Like, we've seen it in this series just at TD Garden instead of MSG.
Right.
We've seen it.
No, I know. So that's definitely could happen. I mean, the Knicks, Because then it falls into one of those, and a lot of the New York teams kind of feel this way. It's like, oh, here we go again. You know, like the Jets, there's never a time, like I'm sure Jets fans are like, oh, we got this in
the
bag.
Just waiting
like,
for the next bad thing to happen.
For something horrible
to
happen.
Red Sox fans, I mean, for years we knew what that felt like.
We lived it.
You're just waiting for the worst. That's changed, but.
No, that's got to be the Knicks.
The Knicks are right there.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Who would you start tonight? Give me your five.
I would start the murder Cornet. I'd go Luke Cornet. One of the heroes of game five.
And Hoss of the Week.
He's already our Hoss of the Week.
If you missed it yesterday, if you've been tuned in all day long and you're like, who's the Hoss of the Week? I haven't heard the Hoss of the Week
Cornette
yet.
Cornet is.
Where's the Hoss of the Week? We gave it out yesterday to Luke Cornet.
We gave it to Luke Cornet. I think very well deserved. And I would go him. I would go with Al Horford. By the way, Luke Cornet, if you're wondering the credentials, 7-1-250.
Nice.
Hoss of the Week. Al Horford.
How many starts does Cornet have in his career?
In his career?
It can't be many.
58.
That's actually a lot higher than I would have. He started 58 games in his career?
Yeah, I think so.
I would not have guessed that.
And some with New York? Yeah, some with New York. Did he start 16 games this year? Is what I was, according to my documents here. But yeah, I would go those guys. Stats,
you're right. He started 16 games this year?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That's really not that crazy to start him at. I'm shocked.
Well, there's a certain guy that didn't play a lot of games this year.
Porzingis never plays.
Correct.
Horford never plays back-to-backs.
Opens the door.
Yeah, it does.
Let's go. So I'd go the double big, and then your obvious guys with Brown, White, and Holiday. And then I'd have Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser come off the bench. You can stagger the bigs kind of like you did in the second half anyway. You don't need to play a lot of bigs against the Knicks. So I'd really probably only go seven deep tonight. I'm not playing Porzingis.
I agree with the seven deep. You know, if you want to throw Torrey Craig a few minutes, I probably wouldn't.
I mean,
go,
I don't want them to do Hakeem Mitchell, but if they're doing that, I suppose Kata or somebody can come in and just do that. But I wouldn't do that either.
So I would start Pritchard. I don't think they're going to, though.
Yeah.
So I believe the starting lineup, my prediction for the starting lineup, is going to be Brown, Holiday, White, Horford. I think those are obvious.
Yep.
I think they start Hauser, is my guess.
They could. He played 15 minutes, I think, last game. Cornet played a lot more. I mean, Cornet played 12 minutes in the third quarter alone last game. Although they've had different starting lineups, they've had different their starts haven't been a problem. They're either up big or they're tied. It's really been, like so many NBA games, the third quarter or the first two games of the series, the fourth quarter. So it's almost more whoever Mazzulla starts, it's like what does he feel like is the best group to come out in the second half and then obviously to close the game.
Do you give Porzingis, neither of us are starting him, do you give Porzingis any minutes tonight?
I don't.
Me neither.
I don't. And if we had a caller earlier in the show say, start Porzingis. And my first thought was like, I don't want to start Porzingis. But then his point was like, if you're going to play him at all, like why find out what you have in him second quarter or whatever? Like
so,
find out as soon as possible.
So, I understand that. My retort would be, I think the start's so important, I'm not toying around with the start.
That's fair.
I'm not starting him to go down eight and then have to dig out of that hole because he doesn't have it. The only way I play Porzingis, I would shut him down. I'd put him in street clothes. I would shut him down. It's embarrassing to him. He's not even on the injury report.
Yeah, that's bad.
So, like, to me, it's embarrassing to him.
So, when, like, he's going to be a DNP CD? Like,
right. I would put him in street clothes and say, you're not active tonight. But if he's active and he's in uniform, which I wouldn't do, if you're down 15 in the third quarter and you feel like you got to reach deep and find a spark somewhere, you panic and you throw Porzingis in that spot, maybe. I don't start him, and I would not. He would not be in my plans to play tonight.
I mean, we've all seen him play this whole series. Is there any chance he just snaps out of it and is good tonight? Like, I don't think so.
No. I thought that was going to happen in game five. I was wrong, and I'm so wrong.
And it was the worst.
I don't even want to see him anymore.
Not only did he not bounce back in game five, he was actually worse in game five than he was the first four games.
He was the only minus player on the floor.
I can't play him.
Don't need it.
And you have the benefit. If Luke Cornet didn't have that game that he did, maybe there's a little bit more of an argument. Like, who else do you want to go with? 70% of Porzingis is better than blah, blah, blah. But Cornet gave you something, and not that either one of us are predicting a back-to-back performance like that from Cornet. And at least it's some minutes that can be effective, whereas Porzingis, we haven't seen that yet.
I want to get your official prediction for tonight in a moment, but let's go to the phones.
Because I've had like four different ones.
I'm having trouble keeping track of them. Pat is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty great.
Great. I was just calling. I have a question. You know, do you think they're more effective with the Knicks right now with this lineup rather than Tatum? I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to kick Tatum off the team or anything like that, but it just seems like they have their number. The Knicks have their number with Tatum in there, and they're playing a different type of ball. Do you think that they're better with the Knicks.
So, Pat, I understand.
You know, against the Knicks with this.
I'm going to ask you two questions, Keith. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Two questions. Do I have to answer these, or am I just pushing it like my prediction?
No, these are yes, no.
Okay.
Okay, first question. Are they a better team without Jason Tatum?
No.
I'm also a no. Are they a better matchup with the Knicks without Tatum?
No.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, you said yes, no. How are you going to maybe?
I think I'm yes on that.
You're a yes on that. I mean, they were for that one game. For one game, they looked better.
They settled,
back to the regular season. Tatum was a pretty big factor in their four wins in the regular season.
They settled too much. They settled for too much. And I think the way the ball moved and the way that Brown attacks, it's possible in this matchup, they're better off without Tatum. I say yes. Tatum killed them in two fourth quarters. Absolutely killed them. And I know he was great in the game he got hurt. He was excellent in that game. I'm not even arguing with it. But that's a game they eventually lost and would have lost either way with Tatum. I think they're better for this matchup. Not overall.
Yeah.
This matchup, yeah, I think they're better without Tatum.
See, I just don't, like, I don't know if you could put, like, Derek White going 3 of 11 from 3 with Tatum versus 7 of 13 without him as, like, a Tatum thing. You know, like, I think Derek White shot a lot better.
But he had good shooting games with Tatum as well.
He had some. I mean, he had some, but he also had some bad ones. And the team shot terribly. Now, Tatum is a part of that. They were 25 of 100 the first two games of the series from three. Tatum shot that same percentage. So even if you take Tatum's numbers out.
He was 1 for 12 in the fourth quarter of the first two games. But no, yes, terrible. overall, just threes.
I'm talking threes total for the first eight quarters of the series. Even if you take Tatum's numbers out, the team shot 25%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if that number's higher, maybe it's ugly, but they win the first two, right? They lose in overtime, then they lose by a point. So if they shoot a little bit better, they have Tatum, and we're talking about a completely different story.
So,
two things can be true, though. They can be better with Tatum, in my opinion. They're still better with Tatum, but they can still win the series without him.
100%. Yeah, yeah. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, so we've talked about a lot of different things. We've talked out all these various items. You're picking who tonight?
I'm picking the Celtics.
You are picking the Celtics.
I'm picking the Celtics. I'm picking the Celtics.
I'm not crazy. He picked the Knicks earlier in the show, right? I'm not nuts.
I don't know about that.
He's picked the Knicks up until this point right here.
That's fine. I'm happy you're on this side.
Well, I know because I'm going to be.
You want to be on the right side of history. I'm happy you're over here.
I'm going to be rooting my tail off. I'm going to be betting hams on this. So it's a buyer's opportunity to go Celtics on the money line.
In fairness to you, you did say that right off the top of the show. Yes. We both said buying opportunity. Yeah, you did say that.
Well, no, because what happened was this. I sort of backed myself into a corner because prior to game five, mm-hmm. I said they're definitely winning tonight, which was true. And then I'm like, but they're going to lose game six.
Yeah.
But like the texter was saying, the way they won game five.
It was so impressive.
Yeah. So impressive.
Yeah.
Luke Kornet, kidding me? You got a guy like Luke Kornet out there?
You didn't.
Seven block shots?
You didn't know Luke Garnett.
I didn't know that. That's a great point. I didn't take that into account.
Basketball corn, as the text line's calling him?
Basketball corn.
I feel like you could talk yourself into
that. I think that corn documentary is coming out next year. It's like a three-parter on corn.
Nice.
Should be great. You think we could be in it?
The band, just for our listeners out there. The band, not the vegetable.
No, the band.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying.
Corn with a K and a backwards R.
I'm making it clear to the listeners.
Like Toys R Us?
Yeah.
But the band?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I'm going officially going Celtics.
Nice.
Celtics.
Okay.
You are, of course, going Celtics.
I'm going Celtics. Yeah. And the winner of game six, not only do they win the series, obviously, but the winner tonight when the Celtics win are?
NBA champions.
Hashtag Banner 19.
It's early. I understand it's the second round. The NBA finals aren't until another month and a half.
That's all that's at stake tonight.
It's a lot on the line. Win that's tonight, probably why I'm so excited.
Win tonight, they're winning the title.
I woke up with a pep in my step.
That is why you're so excited. Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, you woke up today picking the Knicks, but
I did.
But you knew what was at stake.
But now we've talked it out. This is the whole point of this.
Yes, this is
why we talk it out.
Yes, yes.
At 10 o'clock, I wasn't 100% sure. 12:20, feel good about it.
We can be very persuasive.
Yep,
that's true. 617-779-7937. We got the week in review on the way at 12:45. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, let's get to what might be the end of an era for the Celtics tonight, right after the update.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. Tonight, the Celtics look to force a Game 7 with the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. New York has a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 tips off at 8 o'clock. Tonight, the Red Sox begin a three-game series with the Atlanta Braves. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Garrett Crochet will get the start in the series opener against the Braves' Chris Sale. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arkand at 6:10. In the NHL playoffs tonight, it's game 6 between the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. Florida has a 3-2 series lead. Puck drop in that one's at 8 o'clock. And tomorrow night, the New England Revolution hosts the San Jose Earthquakes. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. If joint pain has you sidelined, Dualu Maloney did get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at OrthoLaserNE.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Jaylen Brown is that dude. And I have no doubt that tomorrow night he's going to show up. Who's going to show up with him remains to be seen. But I do think the time has come to stop doubting him. In game 7 against Miami, when Tatum went down in Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years ago, Jaylen Brown had an opportunity to make that his moment and came up short. And ever since then, he appears fixated on making sure that didn't happen again, and he's done it.
Yeah.
So now the New York Knicks are going to have that to concern themselves with.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Stephen A. I should have brought this up earlier. He's really... The pendulum has really swung back. Like, Keith is penduling him from one side to the other. Knicks, Celtics, you're now on the side of picking the Celtics. Stephen A. was...
I'm confident now.
Stephen A. was in, like, a war with Jaylen Brown this offseason. Remember that? State your source and that whole thing?
Yeah, oh yeah, big time.
And now he's like, Jaylen all the way. And so that I hadn't really considered that earlier, and I definitely hadn't considered until I heard it, and I thought it was a good point. The Game 7, we were just talking about this earlier in the show... That probably was the last time you had an anticipation level like this for a potential Celtics elimination game. They were rallying out of a 3-0 hole against Miami, forced a game 7. Tatum got hurt immediately. They needed Jaylen to step up, and he didn't. And if that has been Jaylen's driving force to be Eastern Conference Finals MVP, in my opinion, and I think most people, the best player on the Celtics in the postseason last year, and then to lead them to two victories in this postseason without Tatum. Game two against Orlando, game five the other night against New York. If he's using that as motivation to go out and prove what he can do and not let the team down because he felt like he let the team down 2 years ago in that game seven when Tatum was hobbling around for 42 minutes on a bad ankle, good for him. Like, I hadn't thought about that. It's a good point by Stephen A. Mm-hmm. Maybe others have said it and I've missed it, but I thought that was a good observation. And if he is using that as motivation, again, good for him.
I think it could be on his mind. I still think that winning the title last year kind of resets so many things, right? Because for years it was, can these two guys win the title? And then they do. And the fact that Jaylen Brown, even though Tatum played that whole series, Brown was the finals MVP. So I think them having a title kind of should take a lot of, most of the sort of criticism for those two guys away. But I think with any second best player on a team, when they are of the all NBA caliber, there is sort of something there. Like, what does the team look like when you're the guy? What does it look like? How far can you go? I've been bringing up the Scottie Pippen in the mid-90s discussion a lot. He had a full season without him, and they went to the second round, lost in seven games to Patrick Ewing and the Knicks, but he had a great year individually, and you got to see what he was. He was sort of out of the shadows a little bit of the best player, and that's what's sort of unique about this situation is because Brown's doing it right now in the playoffs, but also knowing going forward, this is what next year is going to look like too. Like, there's going to be close to, you know, 90, 100 games where Tatum's going
to
be gone.
I guess I'm not saying that he's trying to you know, get that taste out of everybody's mouth or like he didn't come. I'm just saying like that was a turning point for him where he's like, when Tatum's out, I'm vowing that I'm not going to let that happen again. And I thought that was interesting. Speaking of Tatum, this came up earlier in the show. We've had an update since it happened. If they force a game seven, Keith, we both think they're going to force a game seven. We were talking about if Tatum would be in the building at the Garden for a game seven. I think he should be. He doesn't have to be sitting on the bench, but like put him in a suite in his wheelchair, elevate the leg, show him on the Jumbotron. He should be in the building. Don't be Kyrie blowing off the team in a potential elimination game.
Elective nose surgery.
No, I mean, but it would be Kyrie-esque to not be there.
But what's the logistics? I don't know the answer to this.
Okay, well,
torn out Achilles.
Okay, Forsberg had a tweet.
All right.
Jason Tatum is in New York after his Achilles surgery and was waiting for his teammates at the hotel when the team arrived Thursday in advance of Game 6.
That's pretty sweet.
If he can wheel over to the hotel, he can wheel over and sit there for a game tonight.
Yeah, but if he could be there tonight
if he wants to be.
He could be, but where are you going to... Does he have to have it elevated? Is it like a giant cast? Is he in a wheelchair? Like,
I don't think he's in a cast, but in a wheelchair and elevated, sure. I'm not saying he has to be there tonight. He should be in the building for Game 7. He should be.
Yeah, I guess. But like, if I was him, he'd probably be either in the suite, like you said, or back in the locker room because it's just like a mess. Uncomfortable, I would think, to be on the bench.
In the building. I don't need him on the bench.
Okay.
In the building. He can be underneath it, meeting him in the locker room, hanging. He should be there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Putting some FaceTime in for the team. It's an Achilles injury.
Halftime speech? You know who really became sort of the de facto coach?
Win one for Jay Taters.
Remember when the West Cane and Coyotes were in the playoffs and Lance Harbor basically took on the role of the coach? Because Bud Kilmer was such an a-hole.
Now, which film and or TV show are we talking about here?
Varsity Blues.
Got it.
Lance Harbor was going to go to, I believe, Florida State or Notre Dame, blew out his knee, and they didn't have the same kind of, you know, ACL surgeries that they do today. And then Bud Kilmer was like riding Billy Bob. He was mean to Mox. And then the next thing you know, Lance Harbor kind of became the coach. So like, I can see Tatum having a Lance Harbor-like impact.
Tatum should be in the building for Game 7, Lance Harbor style.
Lance Harbor didn't miss a game.
He did
lose his girlfriend, though.
I'm not demanding he's there tonight, although he's well enough to go wheel around to the team hotel. So people saying like, oh, it's too much pain, he shouldn't be there. I don't know. I bet he'll be fine. By Monday, he'll have had a week plus since the surgery to just sit there in a wheelchair and cheer his teammates.
Just give him like a little laughing gas just in case he needs it.
He should do
just
it.
Ahead of that.
In my estimation. 617-779-7937. Curtis is in Saugus. Hello, Curtis.
Curtis. Curtis calling back in. Curtis, you there? You just listening.
Doesn't sound like he's listening to us.
Are you listening to us? What the hell are you listening to?
I don't think it is.
Who is that?
Let's put Curtis back
on. What show is that? Who are you talking to?
Hopefully he's not listening to...
That's just TV?
Anybody else? Although, now that I did think I kind of heard a Billy Bob in there. So maybe he's listening to you. It didn't sound like you.
Maybe he's watching Varsity Blues.
He's like...
That's how I get excited
for
games.
They mentioned Varsity Blues. Maybe I should pop that on.
It's a good movie.
Not a bad look.
Great movie.
When it comes to Jaylen Brown and the team tonight, how do they beat New York, Keith? You highlighted Derek White earlier.
Yeah, I think Derek White's going to have to be pretty good. And we've seen some...
a wide range of his three-point shot this whole postseason, right? He's had some games where he's, like last game, where he almost couldn't miss, other games where he has really struggled. His scoring has to step up. It did last game. I mean, he led the team in scoring. For all the talk about Jaylen Brown and Luke Kornet, Derek White had 34 points.
It's true. We probably underappreciated his performance the most out of those
awesome.
Guys. Yeah.
He was terrific. He's going to get a lot of minutes, obviously. I think he led the team last game. He should probably lead the team again tonight. So I think Derek White's going to have to be significant. I've been putting as like sort of a magic number 38% from three, better than like what their normal average is. I'm not saying they got to shoot 50% like they basically did last game. Like that's asking too much. But it can't be one of those rough nights. It can't be the first two games of the series shooting 25%. And even though they were able to build a lead with that, you quickly lost the lead because of that same poor shooting. So they're going to have to, you know, rely on Derek White and Peyton Pritchard, maybe even a little bit of Sam Hauser, depending on how things go, to shoot from the outside. But they can't miss like they did early in the season or series.
Not to get too in the numbers, but like game one and game two to me are different. Like game one, if they're shooting 63s, and they're 25%, you're right. They can't beat the Knicks that way, shooting that poorly. But game two, they shot 40 and they were 10 for 40. That's the same percentage. I think they could win a game if it's a lower three-point total. I think they could win a game like that without Tatum. They're not going to do it shooting 63s.
But then that
could
also
they do it shooting 43s?
But that also gets like, what's their defense going to look like? Because their defense in game two was good.
That was 91-90, yeah.
I mean, that's a 2008 like score. If you have Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser on the floor a lot, like I don't know, is your defense going to be as good? Do you think they're more likely to win a game tonight 110 to whatever or 90 something to whatever?
The second thing.
Oh, you think it's more likely that?
I think they're more likely to win the grinder. Right. On the road? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they will. And I think you know, one thing that could point to that is the second half of the last game, they seemed like each possession
exactly.
They cared about it more than they did
the first half. I think was 59-59 off the top of my head.
I mean, it was 32-30 right off the rip.
So that was on pace to be a high scoring game. Without Tatum, that to me is a harder game for them to win.
Yeah.
And I know they won going away, and like when you're making everything and you're playing defense, that's the best of all worlds. But I think they're more likely to win the way they play defense in the second half than the way they play defense in the first half.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Tonight, we both are picking the Celtics.
Yeah, firmly.
So we don't, very, very firm,
never
strong feelings about it, never wavered. Yeah. We're both picking the Celtics, so I don't think it's going to be the end of an era tonight. But that is kind of hanging over the team. Like, no matter what this offseason, changes are probably happening. But it'll be staring you right in the face if you don't come through tonight. So do they come through for one another? Do they utilize that in any way? You've talked about galvanizing the team before.
I think it could help. I think it could help, especially when you're in this situation. Because I think, and this will be a much bigger discussion, you know, Monday potentially, or hopefully we can put this off for a couple of weeks. But how many guys on the floor tonight will Jason Tatum ever play with again? Three?
Yeah,
like, I don't think it'll be many.
You said, I think you have the list right. You said Jaylen, you said White, and you said Pritchard.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, well, after they signed Kornet to a 5-year extension.
I mean, if they can lock Kornet up to the his max
but
deal is.
But I feel good about those first three for sure. But he probably never plays with Horford.
Horford, Holiday, Porzingis, he probably never plays with again.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whether any of those guys are on the team next year, they're certainly not on the team in 2 years. So, in that sense, it's already the end of an era. But do we look at it as, hey, they had two trips to the finals with this group? Or, again, pie in the sky, two championships, or at least, like, did they make the conference finals? Like, even give you that. Like, hey, I mean, the Knicks are still pointing back to 25 years ago they were in the conference finals. Like, that's this big achievement. So, will they add another one of those? Like, that's something. But, yeah, unfortunately, the combination of Tatum's injury and the new ownership and the ballooned contracts, this group as we know it is really only going to have 1 year together, like one full year together.
Yeah.
Because of the Tatum injury.
And so does it galvanize them? Do they come through because of it? Do they play tight because of it? I think the team that's going to be playing tight tonight is New York. I think that crowd could really work against them, given their history. But we'll see it all play out tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to get Tatum in the building. Twitch chat is disagreeing with me on Tatum being there for a game seven.
What if they FaceTimed him in?
Well, this is what I was going to say. If you you disagree with, if you disagree with me and Tatum is there for game seven, then you have to come in after that and be like, that's stupid that he was there. He shouldn't
no,
have been there.
That's
yes,
not how it works.
Yes, it is.
They don't have to say it's stupid.
Yes, they do.
It wasn't necessary, but it's a nice thing.
People, here you go. Text line is like, oh, what if he goes in and he celebrates too hard and he gets himself hurt, Jones? Great idea. You guys have to say if Tatum shows up.
Jumping up and down?
Like Andrew Morales?
That's what the text line thinks.
Or one of the flying Grammaticas?
So like, no, if he's there, then you guys all have to come in and say it was dumb for him to be there and he's jeopardizing his health and it was stupid that he was there. That's what you have to say.
Do a damn thing.
That's what you have to say.
I'll say,
hey, he should be there.
Nice teammate. If he's not there, I'll say, hey, he was recovering.
So he's right either way.
Long road to recovery.
Whatever he does isn't wrong.
Yeah, he's Tatum.
Okay, well, that's Jason Tatum. That's the way it works. I just know Kyrie not being there for a game seven for his teammates told us something about Kyrie.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, he had elective surgery.
Yeah,
for
his nose. It's a different kind of surgery.
He could have waited 2 days.
Kyrie's also a way worse teammate than Tatum.
Put a breathe right on. And
I think Tatum will be there. I think Tatum will be there because
and you will celebrate him.
And I will celebrate him for it. I'll say a good move.
You will say great job.
Unless he celebrates and hurts himself.
And then he blows up the other Achilles. Then I'm going to say that was dumb.
Then I will say what a
foolish
idea.
Why'd you do that?
Who was arguing for that? Who was pounding the desk for that?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Do you think they show him on the broadcast tonight? I mean, if they can find him, though, they will.
Yeah.
Are you saying he should be there tonight, or you're saying more
only,
so he should be there for
only
game
for game seven in Boston? I don't need him there tonight. Right. I'm not asking for him to be there tonight.
If
he's there, I'll be like, great teammate.
Double credit?
Yes, double credit. Exactly.
Twice the teammate I thought he was.
Exactly.
Okay.
If he's there, great. And if he's if he's in the building, Keith, they're going to find him. If he's there, I don't care where he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The family.
They have to get through like 18 celebrities first.
I was going to say, do we see more Spike Lee or Jason Tatum?
Well, no. More Spike Lee.
Yeah, okay.
More
Spike
Kylie,
Lee was on First Take today.
Kendall.
I don't think they had Donnie Wahlberg on.
No.
I'd like to see Even Time, please.
Well, they're saving for Game 7 is what they're doing.
Donnie Wahlberg for Game 7?
I think so.
All right.
You see Christine Taylor a lot. She never.
They don't
She's never identified. But you see her often next to
Ben Stiller. Marsha Brady in the new Brady Bunch. They're not going to show her.
She was Mel, I think, on Hey Dude. I mean, who has had a better career than that?
Not many.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We will get to Bill Belichick and his appearance this morning on Good Morning America. Just grilled by Michael Strahan. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, he's up there, Strahan. We'll do that at 1 o'clock, and we have the Week in Review next.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw! There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Wow. What a week it has been here on Jones and Keith WEEI. Let's get started on Monday. We were able to check in with none other than Aztec Gino.
Yeah.
Of course, Celtics celebrity fan.
You worried we haven't heard from him yet today?
No.
It's a little concerning.
I bet Game 7's Monday?
Yeah.
Monday.
Save it up.
I think he calls it Monday.
So there's a video out that Celtics put out. They set up a microphone outside of the arena for people to give their well wishes to Tatum.
Yeah.
Aztec Gino prominent in that video.
He found a microphone?
Come on. Of course.
No.
Well, he found his phone on Monday and he gave us a buzz. Gino, what's the place going to be like on Wednesday for Game 5? What's the atmosphere going to be like?
Geez, that thing's going to be crazy. I wouldn't want to be a Knicks fan coming in. Like I said the last time, they taunt us, they harass us. When we win tonight, guys, for them to come into that environment, that hostile environment, right, because Bob Marley told me at the thing. He said, "You woke up a sleeping giant. You were provoking us."
Yep.
The Celtics woke up. They were playing Celtics basketball. They were moving the ball. You know, we were getting those open threes. We were playing. You know, this is the kind of basketball that won us Banner 18, guys.
You have to agree with them.
What day was that? Was that before Game 4 or Game 5?
Before Game 5.
That was before Game 5.
Yeah, it was
okay,
before
good.
Game
good,
5.
Good, good,
I was
good,
like,
good.
What's the atmosphere going to be like? And he said, you don't want to be a Knicks
fan
that night.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Right.
So what do you think all the celebrity fans do during road games? Do they gather together somewhere? Is there like a hot spot for them?
They find a bar?
Or are they all just like at home?
Like for Wild Wings?
Yeah.
Maybe they hit up like a place like that.
Yeah, like a family establishment.
I can see that.
Yeah, I would hope they all...
Like a meet and greet, maybe.
If nothing else, Keith, we've said this many times, but if nothing else, I hope they at least have a real poppin' group chat.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
The Greg Hill Show is in Bermuda this week for the Greg Hill Foundation Golf Tournament, and Mrs. Wiggins, Jermaine Wiggins' wife, was there as well.
Yes,
was all part of a segment, one of my favorite segments of the year, where they had been referencing the fact that on their plane ride down, there was apparently a very attractive stewardess. And Wiggy got a little tongue-tied around her.
Nice.
And to which Mrs. Wiggins was making fun of him a little bit. And mm-hmm. she came on set.
Plus, you set me up with the alley-oop when you were like, oh, you're so beautiful. And plus, I like a super duty. She was a little slender.
Super. Thornton, help me.
I can't. I honestly cannot help you.
F-150?
Yeah, like,
TRX. Yeah.
You gotta be dragging that wagon.
Yeah.
I don't know wagon back then.
Oh my god.
But the dark and lovely, just really, it was perfect.
Well, I thought it was dark and sweet.
We know.
So I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, he had no clue what to say.
No. Have a dark and lovely.
She bent down and looked into his eyes, and he said, oh, can I get a dark and lovely? Steve Urkel. He's turned into Steve Urkel in 2.2 seconds.
Yeah. He was kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Very.
Like trembling.
And no game.
I don't like to get too personal, but have the two of you selected a beach here. Wiggy famously told us, you are beach sexers.
I know. Just looking around. Canvas in the spot. I don't know.
Okay. Thanks. All right.
Well, we're going to break it in. Okay. Maybe one of them caves. Cave Ooh, action.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would be slippery.
Right.
I know.
It's how he likes it.
Okay. All right. Enough of this.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic.
What
stuff.
A line. I don't even know if we can repeat it, but what a line.
It was excellent.
How about your wife chirping you that you have no game?
No
right,
game.
Right. Just
turns
right.
into Steve Urkel in 2.2 seconds. What a line.
Your own wife is like
look at you.
Go. Why don't you go hit on that flight attendant?
Flirt with her
for
a minute.
Yeah, go for it. You got no game.
I'm all set. Yeah, when they had the dark and stormy, it's called the dark and lovelies.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, sir?
That's how we
you
should
want
refer
what
to.
Now?
That's how we should refer to those, yeah.
Well, every Wednesday, of course, here on the program, Jones, it is a Would You Rather Wednesday. This week was no exception.
Would you rather sit courtside with Cardi B or Kylie Jenner?
Zero contest, Cardi B. Not even close.
Is sit courtside a euphemism?
Oh, well, if it is.
I don't know.
Still Cardi B.
Yeah, Cardi B would be very entertaining.
No. Yeah, she's way more. What? Kylie Jenner, does she even speak when you're courtside?
I did see she whispered something into Chalamet's ear and he laughed. So she obviously has like a joke or something.
Like it's just, so what? I'm just sitting next to her.
I think Cardi B would be much more entertaining. Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, not even close.
Not even close. Good for Steph Diggs. They look like they're having fun the other day.
They look like they're having a blast, having like the best time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, Chalamet was into the game.
Chalamet was so into the game.
Yeah.
You know what I also noticed?
Do you think he was into the game just because she's such a bore, or do you think she said nothing because he's so into the game?
I think he just knows ball and he's super into it. But it is amazing to me. It's funny to me to watch some of these celebrities. Ben Stiller, who I enjoy Ben Stiller. If you see him, so he sits sort of like center court, like basically right next to Mike Breen.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the Knicks scored, he stood up and clapped. Can you imagine sitting behind Stiller and being like, dude, it's 4-2.
He's like 5-4.
Okay, luckily he's short.
Yeah.
You can still see the game, but still you're like, that's a lot. Like, that's still a workout. Like,
that's an active man.
It's a workout. Yeah. It's not like, it's one thing, you know, you go to a football game, every time they score, you stand up, or a hockey game, but like basketball?
Oh, it's a lot.
You're on your feet like 70 times.
A lot of standing up. All the Mitchell Robinson free throws.
Yeah. A lot of great calls this week, Jones, as there are every week to the program. These were back-to-back callers yesterday. I don't know what was in the water.
Oh,
I don't know what was in the air.
No. This was incredible. Special, yeah. Josh is in Nashua. Hello, Josh.
What's going on, Jones and Keith?
Not much.
You guys ever had a Mike's Hard Blood Orange before?
Have I had a Mike's Hard Blood Orange?
Sounds very intriguing, though.
Have you had any?
Seven! Right now, yeah, I'm on one. Yeah.
So what was that, a Mike's Hard Blood Orange?
Yeah, I'm having one.
We get it. We get it. So you're recommending, okay.
Yeah, Al Horford's clearly Ben Wallace, and Luke Kornet's Ben Wallace, and Al Horford's friggin' Hakeem Olajuwon. I just want to trash on him, Jonesy, you know me.
You want to trash on the Celtics?
The guy is drunk!
I mean, I don't.
You know what the bigger upset is than the Celtics winning last night?
What's that?
He didn't swear.
Adam's in Las Vegas. Hello, Adam.
I think I know what's wrong with Porzingis, and I'm being totally serious.
Okay.
Yeah. It's most likely mold. I went through the same situation where doctors couldn't figure it out, and I had a mold specialist coming to my home. He found mold in my home, told me exactly what I need to do, and moved out of the home. I found a functional doctor, not a regular doctor, and I got better. I was extremely sick, worse than Porzingis, but if he's having breathing problems and they can't figure it out, and they have all these special doctors, they got to look at his home, get him out of his home, and see if there's mold. Maybe even the locker room, too, but I'm being totally serious.
All right, Adam. No, we are, too.
I actually just saw an updated injury report for the Celtics. Kristaps Porzingis questionable. Mold.
Wow.
I love that.
I was looking this up because we were a little distracted. I wasn't ready for the mold call yesterday.
No.
But the mold spores are tiny reproductive cells released by molds.
Right.
Invisible to the naked eye, found both in and outdoors.
Yeah, you ever seen Stranger Things?
Once those spores are ripping around. No, I have not. But once the spores
upside
are ripping
down,
around.
They're just covered in mold.
Or The Last of Us.
Last of Us, too. Spores.
So that's like, picture that if you've seen those programs, and then that's Porzingis' house.
Yeah. Which, as I said yesterday, he is closer to the ceiling.
Oh, good point.
Being a 7'3".
Right, because we said him and Jalen, we think, live in the same area, maybe even the same building.
Yeah, but who's closer to the ceiling where the mold might be?
Thank you. When you're 7'3", you're a little closer to the mold.
Yeah, Kristaps.
It was a great point then, Keith. It remains a good point now, yeah.
And we also couldn't determine whether that was a good promo for Mike's Hard Lemonade or a bad one. The fact that Josh liked him so much.
Well, I'm going to choose to say it was a good one.
All right. Well, enjoy the game tonight, both of you guys. We have not one but two brags. Safely. We have not one but two brags of the week.
Oh.
I've watched a lot of games and every playoff game.
Sick brag, bro.
That's right. That guy watched every playoff game.
Yeah.
This year.
It's impressive.
This was all, I think, in the same, 15-minute stretch. I think we talked to the mold guy.
We were on one.
Mike's Hard guy.
Josh was on one yesterday. We were on one with
and
these
then,
calls.
And then finally, this gentleman as well.
Been a Celtics fan since 74, believe in 1974.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm 63.
Sick brag, bro.
That's the rare double brag by the same gentleman.
Right. I'm a fan since this time. Pause. Here's how old I am.
Awesome.
These are all great
stuff. You guys are just terrible at math.
1974.
I'm really good at math. It's almost like its own brag.
Again, do you think this was a don't think that it's 1874 or don't think that it's the future 2074?
I did not catch that in real time, but I do love that he had to clarify 1974.
1974.
I do like thinking he's come back from the future.
He's already seen it.
I've seen how it goes, guys.
Do the Celtics win tonight, sir?
Yeah.
Please tell us.
He's like, I almost added myself on the radio being from 2074.
That was a close one.
They almost got me.
They're like, did you say anything suspicious? No.
No,
I didn't.
No, I didn't. Don't worry. I got it.
Not me.
I...
Like, wow, you are a great time traveler, sir.
Sneaking through history. What was his name? Somebody in Minnesota. George?
That was our Minnesota caller. Yeah, actually, yesterday was a good day for our map that we said we're going to bring in. We had a Vegas caller. We had a Minnesota caller. Maine.
New Hampshire. All the great ones.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Carolina, right? This week we had like a bunch of calls from all over the great country of ours.
We sure did.
Continental United States.
Yeah, I would emphasize a bunch of calls. I don't know.
We can put Canada on there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We could.
Yeah.
I've been a Celtics fan since 74, believe in 1974.
Sick brag, bro.
I meant 1974.
63.
Sick brag, bro.
I am definitely not
163.
I'm definitely 63 years old.
163 years old.
It almost
we had a chance to catch up with the oldest Celtics fan in the world today.
He said it to throw us off the scent. I think he's from the future.
I think he's got to be.
I think we figured it out. It took us 2 days. We got to the bottom of it. We had a time traveler.
Did you say you're 163?
No. That'd be crazy.
Wouldn't Aztec Gino also be a time traveler? Maybe we have a bunch of time travelers.
It's possible.
Well, I wouldn't rule out anything with that guy.
Possible.
Yeah, any of the Celtics super fans, I would not rule that out.
Holy smokes.
It's the Week in Review here on Jones and Keefe. We got your phone call, 617-779-7937. Let's get to Bill Belichick on Good Morning America. Just grilled by Michael Strahan. Unfairly grilled by Michael Strahan. Let's do it next. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.